we're continuing our Buy Local for the Holidays campaign. Really, at this point, you know, everybody's kind of got the big prizes or the big presents picked out, but all the small stuff's really important still yet, you know, the small stuff. And, you know, we've been talking about local gift certificates and the love on local, but right now what we really, really want to see people do is support the local restaurants and drinking establishments.
Yes.
Get some gift certificates from your favorite place. Even if you're not going to give them away, you can hold on to those and use them at another point. Right now, that's in the group that we really want to focus on.
So you're talking about the restaurants and the bars and those places that just can't have indoor service right now under the latest restrictions. Mm-hmm. Why is that important?
Well, a lot of it is that, you know, everybody's kind of been struggling through this all through the whole, you know, pandemic for what, 9 months now we've been going. So it's really, you know, the past 5 weeks have been rough on the restaurant business. And it's something that we've got to really, if you want to be going back to them when they reopen, you got to support them now.
And that's a good way to do it. And get those gift cards, get maybe some hats or t-shirts or things like that they have as merchandise. And that's kind of the message you're saying is go there and get those kind of stocking stuff for things now.
Right on. Yep. And yeah, I mean, a lot of it too is takeout. There's some of the restaurants on the West End are doing Christmas specials. So if you're not feeling like you want to cook this year, I think there's three or four restaurants that'll be getting it. Buck's Restaurant. Midtown Bakery's doing a Christmas, and then Jersey's doing a Christmas dinner, too. So get a Christmas dinner to go.
Looking ahead, Bob, to 2021, a few things are in the works as best as you can plan. What do we need to know?
Right. So one of our big components of the Chamber has always been events. That's something that we've, you know, our business after hours, our fundraising events, just our community events. Looking forward at this point, we're not seeing a whole lot on the horizon, but we want to do something, and we're looking at the outside to do that. So as things hopefully get better and we're able to get some, you know, some gatherings going again outside, we're going to look at a couple of possibilities of that. Hopefully do a Winter Wonderland snowshoe trek of some sort in February. One of the things that we're kicking off, Teal Lake's froze over. So that means we got to guess when it's going to melt now. And
Teal Lake meltdown.
Right. So that's a joint effort between the Nagani Lions and the GINCC. It's the big mine structure that they place out on the lake, and guessing when it breaks through the ice, and the prize winner gets half the proceeds. Last year, we gave out $1,500.
Nice.
As a prize. So what we're doing is rolling that out virtually this year to start it out, and the tickets can be purchased on our website or on the Nagani Lions website. And the advantage to buying them early. So if you guess the same day or close to the same time that somebody else guesses, the person that buys their chance first is the
one that's in earliest, but might have the same day. So don't wait, like do it now, basically.
Yep. And so chances are $5 a piece. Mm-hmm. You guess the day, the time, the minute it breaks through the ice. And the past couple of years, it's always been in April. Last year was actually May 7th. Mm-hmm. I have to take a look at that. So, and then we lost it for a while.
Yeah, that's right. You did. It kind of floated away.
It did. So we're going to put a few contingencies in plan for that. But so as that kind of approaches and we'll get it out on the ice, when the ice gets safe enough to put it out there, we're encouraging people to go to the website and buy them.
Well, of course, all of this information is on your website, including where you can find out more about the member businesses in the chamber and how you can support them this holiday. How do they find out more information, including that website?
Yeah, so go to GINCC.org. That's our website, or give us a call at 486-1111. Our office is also open. We're off the highway there in US 41. In front of the Jubilee Foods.
I'm guessing a few days off this week because of Christmas, right? You'll be shutting down.
We'll be closed half day on Christmas Eve and closed both on Christmas Day and New Year's Day.